When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Motzai Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Saturday night. So there is a major discussion among the poskim in terms of benching, in terms of adding Ritzei and or Yala V'Yavo. You know, every Shabbos, we have three meals a day, we say Ritzei. And Rosh Chodesh, if we have a meal, we say Yala V'Yavo. So that's the general practice. And on a general Shabbos, we make, it's no problem, we just say Ritzei. So the question is, what about when we have a meal and it starts on Shabbos and concludes on Rosh Chodesh? So, which one do you mention in the benching? So that's a major discussion in the poskim. So we have the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. They want to claim that we only say Yala V'Yavo. So he thinks that the time of benching Shabbos is already finished, and it's now fully Rosh Chodesh. We're assuming, I guess, it's after Seitz. Therefore, you only go with what's now. I mean, totally different, but it's like Tashrumin. Tashrumin is what you make. Whatever tefillah it is now, you say it twice, not what you miss. Even if you miss the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you make up a Yontif, you make up a weekday. So here he says, we go by what it is, and therefore he says, unless you ended eating the bread while it was still Shabbos, so then only Ritzei you would take, as the Suda continued into Rosh Chodesh. And it seems the Mishneh Berurah agrees, as well as their Chai Adam, Eliyahu Rabbah, and others. The other Ashita is, it's the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bach, and many of the Sephardi poskim, that they say no, that we only Ritzei. As long as the meal started on Shabbos, we always go Basar HaSchola Suda, like we do every Shabbos, even though we're benching after Seitz, we go with the Basar HaSchola Suda, and hence we only say Ritzei. So if some poskim only Yala V'Yavo, other poskim only Ritzei, and we have the Taz who says, Tov Shnayim Mina Echad. That even though the problem appears to be a Tarte Desasri, he says it's not. Since you ate both on Shabbos, you ate on Yontif, you ate on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, Berachas HaMazon, you should recite both Ritzei and Yala V'Yavo. And that seems to be the psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. In fact, that's the Shiloh simile that comes up in the other direction. When you pour, let's say in the Shiloh, when Purim falls out on Friday, and there was a Minig Yushalayim, I don't know about today, with the Poris Mapo Makadesh, so the question is, you start your meal on Purim, but you end your meal on Shabbos, so which one would you, what would you put in? You know, it's a little different. I mean, if you go by Haskalah Sasudah, so then it's Purim. On the other hand, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, we'll see it's not a Chiyav, but Shabbos, you have a Chiyav Suda. So nevertheless, that's part of the discussion. So you have, in our case here, from Motzi Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh, you have those who say just Yala V'Yavo, others say just Ritzei, and you have the Taz who says Tov Shnayim and Echad. On the other side of the coin, you have the Kaf HaChayim. He seems to say, he has a big Kiddush. He says, you don't say Ritzei, and you don't say Yala V'Yavo. You don't say either one. Why? Because we know the halacha, as I said, you mentioned we have three meals a day. However, not all the meals are equal. That the halacha is, if one forgets to say Ritzei on the first two meals, so the luck is you have to repeat. However, by Shalosh Shudas, it's not so simple, because it's a machlokes whether you have to actually have bread or not to be. Everyone agrees with Chachilu, you should, but others say that since you don't need to, that's the halacha. We don't repeat Ritzei at Shalosh Shudas. So the Kofetz, so the Kaf HaChayim says, so really, Meikar HaDin, we see, there's no Chiyav Suda to have pas at Shalosh Shittos. So if there's no, because if you forget Ritzah, you don't have to go back. So it can't be Chayav on us to make, to say Ritzah. Under the, obviously, all things being equal, you say Ritzah, like in a normal Shabbos. But since there's a Tarte disaster, conflicting circumstances, so when there's a Machlokas, the proper cause is Shevi al Tasa Adav, and therefore, and also Rosh Chodesh is only optional. So since it's a Shiloh, which one you do, better to do none. So therefore, we have the four different sheets. What is the Minhag Olam? It's hard to say. We generally say the Hasidim generally go with the Taz. Others claim Bnei Litta go with the Magen Aram and the Mishnah Brura, and the Svardim go with Ben Ishchai, but and the Aruch HaShulchan, I think many go with them. So that's if you got into the Shaila. However, the best policy is to avoid the Shaila. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Rav Shachto, he says over from actually I think Rav Soloveitchik's wife, I believe. But it's best not to eat bread at all at night. One should eat all the bread before Shkia. And that's it. And if you know, it's obvious you just say Ritzeh. So if you eat a Kazayas of Challah before Shkia and you don't have any more bread, so then when you bench, you know, some of Makbis even bench before Shkia. But at least minimally, you shouldn't have any bread. And therefore, that's what Yechiel Michal Tukhashinsky brings down in his calendar. He writes, Uach L'Eretz Yisrael. And that's what many, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav David Feinstein, that Rav Asher Weiss, everyone, it's better, obviously, who doesn't, Rav Schechter. So the story was that it was Rosh Chodesh after Shabbos, and I guess it's, I'm not sure where Rav Soloveitchik was, but maybe he was eating with his wife. And then I believe the Rosh Chodesh says he was a couple, they started eating, I guess, either after Shkia or right before Shkia, and she started rebuking. Don't you know it's a Machlokas Rishona among the Poskim? You have to avoid the Shaila, and it's better not to have bread at all. That seems to be the consensus view, that one should try to have a Kazayas of Challah before Shkia, and hence you just say Ritzeh at night. If your meal extends and you eat bread after that, some say in Tolk before Seitz, others say before Shkia, so then you have the four Shitas, whether you just say Yalav Yavo, just a Ritzeh, you do both, or you do none. So the Minhag Olam is tried to be machmir. Different shuls even have an early mincha sometimes, but if not, you try to avoid the shaila by eating a kazayis a challah before shkia.